obviously, in a game like this, a lot of moments you can kind of pull out of it. But 10th inning, bases loaded, no outs, and not scoring in that line drive. Is that kind of what you go back to?
Yeah. For me, I should have took a shorter lead. I thought I was pretty close to the bag, but turned out that still needed to be shorter. That's really tough. I mean, yeah, that not being able to cash in there, that obviously was a huge blow, but also too, I feel like today, like knowing, like, I mean, Ronaldo Lopez, he has a really electric arm. I mean, today he was able to kind of navigate us really, really well. I mean, he pitched his heart out today, but without him having his like 98 mile an hour fastball today, I feel like for us as an offense, that was a missed opportunity. I think he was like 91, 94 today. And I mean, obviously, like for us not being able to get any runs off him. I mean, granted, he pitched really well. Like, he did a great job of pitching, but his stuff wasn't as electric today. We didn't do a good job as an offense, but I think like in the first six innings, but we did a great job turning it on. Pitching staff did a phenomenal job. I feel this one was on me, like big time. Yeah, big time. Missed opportunity because of misjudgment on my part.
Pete, I mean, you made an unassisted double play earlier in the game. Kind of when you look back on what Matt did on that play, I mean, how much is sort of just the perfect placement of the ball being, and how much is Matt, you know, has some special ability to make a play like that?
I mean, 100. I mean, the ball. I mean, again, Matt's one of the best. I mean, I think he's like a 3 or 4 time Gold Glover for a reason. I mean, he's one of the best defensive first basemans, like, I think, in this, like, in the last like 10-year span. So there's no ceiling on his capabilities, but regardless of his capabilities, I should have just been standing on the bag, like almost like a, just like Little League.
You guys don't want to use injuries as excuses, but just how tough is it to not have Masayo, especially on a day like today where the offense isn't really getting going?
It definitely injuries, like, I mean, today, like, we have who we have, and we gotta find a way. Like, and today we didn't get it done, and I think a big part of that's because my mistake in the 10th inning.
With Sam Chadwick's recent struggles, how frustrating is it to have to fill that void in that spot?
They're doing a phenomenal job calling pitches and great job defensively back there. And they're doing everything and more than what's being asked of them. They're not being asked to be Sammy. They're not being asked to be Adley. Like, hey, what they're doing is they're calling a great game, giving professional at bats. And that's really all you can ask for. We're not trying to replace people and, hey, you got to be someone you're not. They're doing a phenomenal job, and I mean, those guys understand their role. They're true high quality professionals, and they've done a phenomenal job with the pitching staff, the game calling, defensively back there. It's been top tier. So they've been phenomenal for us in their role. So they've been doing everything and more.
Do you think this series loss is going to sting more than others just because you guys had – in both those losses, you guys had guys in position to make walk-off wins?
Yeah, I mean, but you can boil it down to, like, yeah, you look at the last out or look at guys on base, but if you look at stuff that happens in the losses, it's like there could have been things done preventatively to not be in that situation. So, granted, like, again, like, great fight – great collective effort, but if you look like outside the box score, there's things that we need to get better on. I mean, I know we're late in the year, but every series loss, like, yes, this one hurts, but everyone hurts. Like, doesn't matter at what time of the year, they all count the same. Like, this counts the one as the same that happened in June. Same counts the same as a loss in April. But every single one of them collectively, it's doesn't feel good. Especially when you know you're in within reach of winning games.
That being said, I mean, does it feel like you're running out of time?
Well, still July. The month is still July. I mean, we still have, I don't know, a couple days left here in this month. I think we have four games left, and we have. two whole months of baseball. I mean, which is a lot of time. It is, but it isn't. So like, take that how you will. But I think like for us, like we just play, again, minimize mistakes and play clean baseball. Like we're way better than what our record shows. But we've given a lot of stuff away collectively through mistakes and what have you throughout the year. So that's why our record is what it is. But there's, like, we have the ability to go on a run. We have the ability to do damage and win a lot of games. We have that ability. We just need to execute and do that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.